Today's scripture treasure, Psalm 37, verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. Welcome to another edition of the LKP Treasure Trove. Being able to purchase land in this day and age is still a privilege, and the percentage of people buying acreage is low when considering the staggering size of the world's entire population. In ancient times, the people of Israel were granted portions of land by Yah, but having rights to that land required their strict obedience to Yah's laws. While Israel largely disobeyed Yah and lost access to the land of promise, a remnant of Israel is turning back to Yah in these last days, and Yah has promised to gather them to their land again, and this time they will never leave it. In today's story, a day on the job will groom Tristan to tell his people about that precious inheritance. Yah's land agent. Tristan tucked his shirt into his pants and buttoned the sleeves. His dad always did the same before going to work in the morning. As it happens, since school was closed, Dad invited Tristan to head to work with him for the next 2 days. Dad was already in the truck when Tristan opened the front door with a piece of buttered toast between his teeth and a cup of steaming herbal tea in one hand. "You should eat breakfast like normal people," Dad said with a smirk.
"I would if I remembered to set my alarm," Tristan mumbled as he climbed into the front seat with the bread still between his teeth.
Dad took his tea and placed it in a cup holder. They eventually drove off and wound their way toward the town road that led to the office. Tristan lived deep in the country, surrounded by big, gleaming lakes, winding rivers, and tree-covered hills that rolled away toward green, hazy mountains in the distance. His family was the only Hebrew one, awake or otherwise, for about 75 miles in any direction. That meant it was a very lonely spiritual walk for Tristan and his family. When they drove across a covered wooden bridge and turned onto a new stretch of road, Tristan took a look around and said, "I thought we were heading to the office."
"No, we're meeting the buyers at the land this morning," Dad said. "They're short on time and have to drive back to New Jersey this afternoon."
When they pulled into a private dirt road and snaked around the bend, another vehicle sat in the middle of a clearing. A young Gentile couple was peering up at the trees as they stood in front of their car. Though Tristan and his dad had taken a new route, Tristan had been to the land before. Without hesitating, he bolted from the truck and made his way over to the couple.
"How are you?" he said with a broad smile. "My name is Tristan."
"We're doing well," the man said, surprised by the young teenager approaching him. When Dad came up beside Tristan, he said,
"We spoke on the phone. Glad you could make it. As I explained, my son is interested in doing what I do, so he will be joining us."
To Dad's amazement, it was Tristan who led the couple around as he gushed about the creek that ran through the property and the hiking path that cut through the hill, lined with birch and spruce trees and which ended at a classic beaver dam on the other side. By the end of the tour, the couple was completely sold.
"Let's head back to the office so we can sign the papers," the man said. His wife nodded and grinned excitedly next to him.
As they drove home that day, Tristan thought up a plan. He turned to his father and said,
"When can we drive to the nearest so-called black town, Dad? I need to tell our people about their land, so they could be just as sold on it as that couple was."
Now, what about you? Will you express Tristan's enthusiasm for the kingdom by telling Yah's people about the glorious land that is set aside for them? While many of us experience the joy of owning property in this world, the splendor of all earthly lands pales in comparison to what awaits us. This fact alone should be a big incentive for those of us who are longing for a blissful retirement that will stretch into eternity in the land of promise. As for me, I am sold.